It's a huge honour. Obviously, a lot of talent in that team and a lot of high quality players, so to be included in that's an honour. But I mean, credit goes to the team. Obviously, the more success you have as a group, the more individual success comes with it, and yeah, big credit goes to them.
Did you think you've had a better year than last year, or is it hard to compare at this stage?
It's hard to compare. I mean, it's always one of those things you look back on and assess, but I mean, just trying to get better every year, whether people think that or not. I'm trying to get better and I'm going to keep working, and hopefully our rewards come with it.
What do you think you're better at this year? What have you improved on, do you think, over the last 12 months?
I'd say probably more confident in the three ball. Just shooting it at a higher rate, and Sam's just still being all right. So, I mean, that obviously helps a lot of other guys out in the penetration through the key, and just trying to get better with all those little things, free throws, everything. And I mean, Noah's a complete player ever, and just keep working most you can for it.
Has your game improved since Miles came? I mean, you're at a great level anyway, but do you think he's made life easier maybe for you?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think even just training-wise, he's another big body, he changes shots and stuff, so adapting to that at training and then being able to implement some of that stuff in the game, I think he's helped a lot of guys get better, and I think he's going to be a huge factor coming down the stretch for us.
Nick, when you made the move across, obviously success would have been on the cards and a big motivating factor, but did you think 2 years in you'd have two first teams, a title, and obviously be going for a second now? Did you think it could be this fruitful?
I mean, you hope for the best, but I mean, you never know what's ahead, and obviously when you surround yourself with high quality players, it brings out the best in you, and I've been very fortunate in this scenario to be rewarded with that. Saying that, still a lot of work to go this season, and just keen to do all we can to win that second championship now.
You get a week off, but training, I imagine that's pretty intense in a week off. Would you prefer to be playing a weekend at this time of the year when you're match fit, you match hard?
I mean, it's always good playing games, always prefer playing games over training and stuff, but at the same time, it's a good thing for the group. Having a few days off here and there, get the bodies feeling good, and then good chance of locking the scout. Obviously, scout's a massive factor coming into finals, playing the same team over and over, and if we can get a good scout in place and ready to go, I think we'll have a good chance.
You lowered your colours against Cairns in the record in the regular season. What do you sort of put that down to? I mean, obviously you say you're going to scout a bit more next week, but a gut feel from yourself at the moment while they're able to get the record?
I mean, it's been such a long time since we played them. I think they came in hungry at the time and really played some good games against us. So I think we've got an opportunity to fight back and really make up for what happened on our home court last time. Saying that, it's a new season pretty much with it. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past, it's what happens now, and excited for that. I think Miles is going to be a huge factor. I think a lot of guys are going to step up, and as I said, with a bit more time and scouting stuff, I think we've got a chance to really implement a few things and analyse some more tendencies and stuff. So, keen for finals. I mean, guys step up in finals, and it's where champions are made, so can't wait for that opportunity.
Do you put your production down with finally coming in, the fact that you're not getting the best defender sometimes, the best big isn't going to you, so does that free you up a bit?
I haven't really thought about it too much. I think I just think we've played better as a group. We're moving the ball a bit more. We're setting screens. We're doing all those little things that open the court up for a lot of people. And by doing those little things, being rewarded with some dump offs, some easy shots and stuff. But I mean, when you got Bryce and T and stuff out there, they draw so much attention, it frees you up. So you keep trying to work hard to get them open, and in return, get some assists from that.
Looks like Tarigo looked okay today. That must be good to see him running around again.
Yeah, I mean, Tarigo is Tarigo. He comes in, he works hard. He's one of those guys that when the lights are on, he really steps up. And I mean, I'm expecting him to be 100% playing awesome when it comes to Cairns next week.
With Tarigo, he sort of from the outside looks as though he's one of those players that he almost has that mental switch that whenever it comes playoffs, he knows that it's his time to go. Is that sort of a fair analysis with Tarigo?
I wouldn't say he hasn't been going all season, but I think he's just finds a way when finals come, big lights are on, and some guys find a way to step up at that time of year, and he's definitely one of those guys that can really step up into the moment and make the most of it.
How much did this three-game series, obviously it's a one-off, it's a bit different, but Cairns really put a lot of minutes into three or four guys, whereas obviously Patsy's long on the bench.
Yeah, obviously having that depth is a huge factor going into finals. I think it's a huge advantage for us. Obviously when they've got such a talented six, seven guys, it's going to be tough, but if we can keep throwing bodies at them, working as hard as we can when we're on the court, having quick subs and then getting back out there, I think it's going to be a huge factor for us.
Do you think having a great season and then having a great playoff campaign will help you in your bid for that Olympic spot as well? Do you have that at the back of your mind?
I mean, I've always thought that individual success comes with team success. So the better you go as a group, the more individual recognition comes with it. And I thought that last year when we went into the World Cup, and I'm still under the same impression now. Whether make the team or not, just going to go out there and play as hard as I can. If it happens, it happens, but just give it all you can and hopefully good things happen.
So fair to say, if you go deeper as a team, then it gives you a bit more of an advantage because you're playing more games and a chance to be a better player each and every time you go out there.
Absolutely. The more you play, the more game fit you are, the more in shape you are, and the more success you have, you have that recognition of being a guy that wins. So that's something I always want to be known as, and I guess that's part of the Wildcats tradition here.
You've had a pretty dominant 2 years. Has there been any interest at all from maybe even NBA teams? Anyone reached out to you at all?
I haven't even paid any attention to anything, so I leave all that to the agent, and my focus is the Wildcats right now and the finals ahead.
I guess another tradition is the beards come playoffs. Have you thrown the shaver away?
Yeah, the shaver's gone. Got a good starting length on the beard right now, but I think in the next few weeks it'll get a bit scruffy, but it's all part of it. It's something we do with the Cats, and it's had good success so far.
How do you go with the, obviously you've passed the celebrity stubble look, but how do you go with the itchiness coming? You know, I should probably hope you swipe the floor and get it done pretty quickly.
Yeah, hopefully the itchiness isn't too bad with it, but yeah, just trying to hide as much of the neck hair as possible and let the beard just take over.
Who's the worst at growing the beard over the years or over the last?
I don't know, there's a few guys in there, it's going to be rough. Pro Reese's got to be up there with not much beard hair, but everyone has a fair crack, and that's what it's about.